877-477-4477.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is PR and publishing guru Melanie Rembrandt, the author of the just recently released Simple Publicity. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Mark, it's nice to be here.
Great to have you. You are not a professional in the government market, but you have advised literally tens of thousands of businesses over the years, especially small businesses, in the area of PR and publicity. So let's get a little background on who Melanie Rembrandt is and where you can find her work.
Of course. Well, in a nutshell, I have been doing public relations for over 20 years. And I really focus on helping small business owners, entrepreneurs who are launching a business really get the word out. And, you know, over the years, I've helped them. I've worked with Fortune 500 companies, nonprofits, you name it. And currently, I am the official PR and SEO copywriting expert for Startup Nation, Pink Magazine, Small Biz America Network, and I'm also on the advisory board for American Writers and Artists, Inc. And you can find, and my company is Rembrandt Communications.
Right.
And that's at RembrandtWrites.com. And, you know, I like to provide free information for people who really need help. So I have that on my site as well as my consulting services.
Yeah. When the website is up, the Rembrandt Writes, and that's Rembrandt with a D, just like the painter who is probably almost as well known as you.
I don't know about that, Mark. Yeah.
But you know, it says small business publicity on my browser. So that's when I saved your site, that's what shows up, and that's it's exactly what it is. You know, you've got free stuff there. You've got a link to the book there. We'll get to the book in a minute. Or we may get to the book right now. But no, we'll get to the book in a minute. Your book deals really with both areas of publicity, and I segment it into like old PR and new PR, traditional and web-based. But what's the difference between the two?
Well, the public relations field has changed quite a bit with, you know, the entrance of social media and all the online marketing strategies that are out there. And traditional PR is still the way that you get your name mentioned in the press. It's one-on-one communications, developing a unique story angle for a specific targeted media member and pitching that story. That's how you get your main media. And then with the new types of public relations, though, enter social media, search engine optimization, et cetera. And it's really important to combine the two. That's why I'm also a professional SEO copywriter. Because with public relations, you're already writing content. You're writing press releases and newsletters and articles, white papers, you name it, blogs. And since you're already writing those, you might as well optimize them for the search engines. And that just means that you enter specific words in a certain way, so that when people are searching for your content and your type of services, they will find you online. So today's public relations is a combination of traditional PR tactics and then adding all of the search engine optimization, social media, videos, etc.
Okay, cool. As you know, because that's how we met, I get a fair amount of publicity. But you know, this book is really cool, and absolutely, I don't care who you are, anybody can learn from this thing. So describe the book.
Well, thanks, Mark. I really appreciate that. Basically, Simple Publicity is a simple, easy to follow guideline on how to do your own public relations and actually use the power of the press to boost sales awareness and credibility. And I had so many calls from people telling me that they needed help, and, you know, I was so busy. I decided to put this book together just to make it very easy. There's so much information out there about public relations. It can be overwhelming. And as a new small business owner, you don't have time for that. So I created just this simple book. It walks you through step-by-step what you need to do to talk to the media, send out press releases, get your website up to par, and actually do's and don'ts for talking to the media. So it really includes everything in a very simple, easy-to-understand book.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure how we're going to go through this right now, because I have a lot of tabs in your book. I love my post-it flags, and I use them more often when I'm reading something, so I can find the passages that I want. But the inspiration for the book is obviously all of the inquiries you get from your speaking and writing. But let's get into why exactly public relations and PR overall is important. And how do people get it? You know, let me give you a for instance. Several of my clients get a lot of press. And I have a lot of friends in the government market. And sometimes I'll get these calls going, well, why didn't this editor call me about this? They know who I am. So starting from that premise, why is it important that businesses or any organization pursue PR?
Well, I hear that a lot. You know, why was my competitor in this big magazine and I'm not in it? Well, a lot of it has to do with who you know, the connections, et cetera. But, you know, public relations, a lot of people might not even think about it. They might think about advertising first. Or marketing. But the great thing about public relations is that it provides third-party credibility you cannot get anywhere else. You cannot get it through advertising because it's someone else talking about your product or service. And the fantastic thing about it is it's free. I mean, it does take a lot of time and effort to get the publicity if you're brand new and you're trying to introduce your products and services, but it can pay off in huge dividends without paying for advertising. So that's why I'd like to inform small business owners, new entrepreneurs, about the power of publicity, because once word spreads, they can start making sales so that then they can purchase advertising, additional marketing services, et cetera. So it's a great way to launch a new business.
Okay. Now, let's go back to the guy who calls you or calls me and says, why wasn't I there? There's one part of your book, and I tabbed it, but I don't have, there's no notes on my tab, sorry. But, let's call it the last man standing issue. I speak to editors and reporters a lot, and as a result, I'm usually the last one they talk to before something happens. Mm-hmm. How hard is it for somebody to reach out to any reporter for any publication?
Actually, it's not that difficult, but you have to be prepared before you make that call so you can make a good first impression. And I always emphasize to people doing their own public relations that research is key. I mean, you have to know who you're talking to, what that person writes or talks about in their, writing or their broadcast. You have to know them beforehand so you know who you're talking to. It's just like making a new business contact. You want to know as much as possible about that person to make the sale. And then you create a story pitch or put your expertise together and some talking points before you talk to that person so that you're providing them with value. Think about how you would want to be approached if you were writing a column or a story. So it's very important to know that person in advance, and it's not just about you. You're providing information so that that media member can share it with their audience and provide value to their audience. So, I tell a lot of people, do your research, figure out exactly what you're going to say, and then pick up the phone. A lot of people are scared to pick up the phone, but sometimes that one phone call can mean, being on a major television show as opposed to not getting any media at all.
Right.
So, and, you know, it's just like anything else. It's like I always say, be like a Boy Scout and be prepared.
Well, in Chapter 6, you actually give a script to novices to use as a model for the first call with a reporter.
Exactly. Because, you know, a lot of people are scared. They don't know what to say. And, you know, you want it to sound natural, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing, though, about being a small business owner is that a media member is more likely to talk to you than a publicist.
Yeah.
Because you are the source. You know your industry.
Yep.
So you have that going for you in advance.
Cool. My guest today is author and publicity guru Melanie Rembrandt. You can find Melanie at RembrandtWrites.com. She is the author of Simple Publicity. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
The underlying battle is trying to lay out the framework for how we're going to deliver services over the internet without saturating the backbone, and do it in a way that you don't censor the internet, which is what net neutrality is getting at, but simply try to moderate bandwidth in a way which is fair.
Stay up to date with technology. It's Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
Are you looking for a smarter, simpler way to save? Now you can get the benefits of paper savings bonds without the paper. It's easy to plan for your financial future with Treasury Direct, a secure, convenient, web-based system where you can purchase electronic savings bonds and other Treasury securities online 24/7. Build your savings by scheduling recurring purchases directly from your paycheck, checking, or savings account. Change how you save today. Visit treasurydirect.gov to open your free account.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy?
For freedom.
Freedom of religion.
What America stands for.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy? For honor.
Everybody. And watch out for everybody.
Freedom to vote.
Democracy.
Freedom to go outside and play with my kids.
I joined the Navy to serve my country.
Every freedom that we have.
The right to raise our kids in peace.
My little brother.
My wife.
My kids.
Our children's children.
The United States Navy.
It's not for ourselves alone that we serve.
Newsmakers on the Dorabeck Insider.
Tom Trabucco, Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board.
Somebody noticed a change in their account balance that didn't reflect contributions or earnings. So what we did is activated our core at the call centers to give them information for any of these folks to tell them of our plan to get this right. We'll notify all affected participants, offer to take the funds back, reverse the transaction, and make them whole.
Hear the entire interview online. FederalNewsRadio.com/DorabeckInsider.
The Federal News Radio Community Spotlight for January is the museum's education program. School is back in session, and so is the museum's free admission program for local schools. Public and private school students, grades 1 through 12, in the Washington, D.C. area, will receive free admission to the museum when they visit as a school group. For details, including a list of local cities and counties eligible for this program, visit federalnewsradio.com.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is PR and publicity guru Melanie Rembrandt, author of the recently released Simple Publicity. You can get Simple Publicity probably anywhere, Amazon, all online venues. Is it in bookstores yet?
It's not. not in the bookstores yet, but it is available on my site and Amazon.com.
Yeah, and Rembrandt has AD, R-E-M-B-R-A-N-D-T, RembrandtWrites.com. All right, so we've made a determination that our small business needs some PR. How do you develop a plan to get it and find the most germane media?
Well, it really comes down to setting your goals. What do you want to accomplish with your publicity effort? Then you figure out who your target audience is watching, listening to, tuning into on the radio, looking at online. Really figure out the top media venues that your target market is paying attention to. Then your next step is to go to those media venues and figure out which reporters are talking about your industry or something related to your expertise. And then, like I said before, you want to learn about those people, what they write about, read what they write about, listen to them, watch their television shows, and really get an understanding of who they are. Then from there, you'll have a good list of who you want to contact. And then the key is to develop a specific pitch or story idea for each of those individuals. I mean, a lot of people, they just send out a blanket press release to hundreds of media members, and it can go straight to the trash bin. Today, if you come up with a specific targeted pitch to a specific media member, you have a much better chance of getting press, because then again, you're providing value. So it's all about figuring out who you need to contact and why, and then contacting them. So it's fairly simple if you follow, you know, a few specific steps first.
Okay, cool. Let me tell you a brief story about my my first major PR thing, and I'd like your take on it.
Okay.
In late 1993, Marketing Computers, which was an Adweek pub, very hot for the tech industry, both for the advertisers and the manufacturers. It was very you know, edgy, cutting edge stuff, and very pithy. So it was an attitudinal pub and a lot of fun to read. They took out what I considered to be an important part. They had a 6-month editorial calendar and a 6-month event calendar for what was coming up for the tech industry. And there wasn't nearly as many venues back then. So it took like 2 pages, but they pulled it. So I called the editor one day to give him relatively good-natured grief. And he asked what I did. So we chatted on the phone for better than a half an hour. At the end of the conversation, he said, "Would you mind if I have one of my editors call you tomorrow and do an interview?" And the result was I got a photo spread and 3-page interview in one of the hottest publications for technology marketing in the 90s.
Fantastic.
Well, yeah, it was very good. But after that, I assumed that all the other press would call me. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, it's a constant battle. You can't assume anything. I don't think you can assume anything in life, but especially with PR. You have to work it. You know, keep those relationships going. If you know, and don't always call asking for a media interview. I mean, you got that initial spread because you provided value. You cared about what the editor was doing. And it's the same thing with media. And another thing, too, I always tell my clients, you know, after they've done an interview, sometimes they get really excited and they're ready to tell all of their sales contacts that they're going to be in this publication. And I really tell them to wait, because I never get excited about a media clipping until I'm actually holding it in my hand or can see it.
Right.
Because you never know what can happen. An editor, you know, might cut it because of advertising space, or the story might remind them of their ex-wife. you never know what can happen.
6 million reasons.
Exactly. So, you know, you can't assume anything, and you've got to constantly be pitching your story, coming up with new news ideas that relate to current industry trends. So it's constant work, and it is a lot of work, and that's why, you know, I try to make this simple guide, and then once things take off, then the entrepreneurs can, you know, hire someone to help them with their SEO copywriting and their publicity.
Let me emphasize something that you said right in that there. You called it a simple guide. This book is like 140 pages long. It's got probably 20 checklists in it. It's got a number of to-do things. It's got scripts that you can use. Anybody who needs publicity could really benefit from this. And even for those who get publicity, this is a great reminder that ultimately it's about defining exactly who your market is and, you know, how they get their information.
Exactly. And you know, I'm glad that that came out because I wanted to make it as simple as possible. Because I started out my own business and I was overwhelmed with everything I had to do. And obviously you don't have a big budget when you're starting out. And I've had people who get a lot of publicity today who use the book to remind them, you know, even before you go and interview, you can quick look at the do's and don'ts of what to say, what to wear, what not to say, what not to wear, and know and feel a little bit more confident about it and not have to worry about it.
Okay. So we're at the point now where we've identified publications, we have the goals, we're reaching out. Let's talk for a minute or two or longer if necessary about the value of developing a relationship with specific media people.
Well, I think it's very important because obviously, you know, they're always on tight deadlines. They have tight budgets today too, especially. So you want to make sure you provide value. You provide a story that's in a very succinct manner. And if you establish that relationship with a media member that you're the person to call who can give them what they need right away, you're going to be on the top of their call list. The other thing is, too, today a lot of media members are moving around. They're leaving one job or, you know, being laid off and moving to another job. If you've already established a relationship with them, they'll remember you at their next position. And they might move up to a huge television show or a major newspaper, and then you're it's golden. You're on the top of their list, and you've already established a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So but again, it all starts with that first call, and not, you know, kind of recognizing the fact that these people really do have extraordinary. We all have extraordinarily limited time.
Mm-hmm.
But with these people, you know, when they let's take it from a slightly different angle. Let's say you have a relationship with them, you know, tenuous or otherwise, but they call and leave you a voicemail. Hi, I'm on deadline. Do you know anything about X? What should someone do?
Well, call back immediately. that's the thing. A lot of time you have to be available. A lot of stories come up very quickly. For example, yesterday the Wall Street Journal contacted me. They wanted to interview my client. Well, my client was in Aruba. So I had to track her down and, you know, get back to the reporter ASAP. Because if you don't get back in touch with the reporter, they'll go to their next person on the list and you'll lose out.
Wall Street Journal's kind of big, too.
Yeah. So, you know, you want to be available and... If you're not available and you have someone answering the phone for you, make sure that person knows if any media member calls to contact you immediately. And before you call back, you know, sometimes you'll get the call and you'll pick it up and they'll say, hi, this is Bob. I need this information right away. If you need a moment to collect your thoughts, I highly suggest you say, hey, you know, I'm right in the middle of something. Let me call you back within 10 minutes. Hang up the phone. Get your thoughts together. Think about what you want to say, what you want to pitch. Then call, make sure you call back within 10 minutes. That way you're not blurting out something that maybe you're not supposed to say about the company or, you give the wrong marketing message. It just gives you a moment to collect your thoughts. But the key is to return calls whenever a media member contacts you because then again, that's building the relationship. If they know they can call you and you'll return the call right away, they'll continue to keep in touch with you. If not, they'll go to the next person on their list because, you know, they have to meet their deadline no matter what. Even if they like you and think you're a nice guy or girl, they still have their work to do.
Yeah. It takes work. You indicated that PR was free, but it does take time. It takes effort. And in my experience, the most important part is to be able to speak succinctly and do it in a time frame that really this person can allot to that conversation.
Exactly. And it's somewhat of a skill because at that same time, You want to make sure that they get the name of your company correct, that you include a link to your website for people to get more information. You know, so there are some things you need to think about when you're talking to the press, even if it's a very short period, so that they can take out of the information that you talk about what the right quote, so they quote you correctly, and you get the right thing out of the press mention that you want to get out of it.
Right. My guest today is author and publicity guru Melanie Rembrandt. You can find Melanie at Rembrandt Writes. She is the author of Simple Publicity. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the myths surrounding PR. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The world of geospatial technologies is advancing at a never-before-seen pace. If you're a GIS professional in an organization focused on technology such as satellite imagery, GPS, and spatially enabled databases, UMBC's Masters in Geographic Information Systems offers the credential you may need to advance your career at a competitive pace with classes at UMBC's convenient Rockville campus. Learn more at umbc.edu/GIS.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Tune in Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Executive Leaders Radio. This show features four of the D.C. region's finest business leaders. Through each of these compelling interviews, these high-achieving leaders become relatable role models who share how they were able to build their enterprise, their personal secrets of success, and opportunities that lie ahead. The show inspires, entertains, and is full of wisdom unheard elsewhere. Tune in Sundays at 9 a.m. for Executive Leaders Radio.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
The latest from the Federal Security Spotlight brought to you by Cisco.
Cybersecurity has an important human element. Here's Alan Duncan, the Assistant IG for Security and IT Issues at the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration.
Through the automated systems that the IRS uses, these employees can authorize the refunds to be issued. They can change account balances of what is owed. Any number of things. So the roles and responsibilities of each employee has to be monitored very, very carefully.
To hear the entire show, log on to federalnewsradio.com. Will the top-of-mind security issues of today be the issues facing government tomorrow? Get the latest from federal experts on FISMA reform, the cyber initiative, how government is combating botnets, spyware, and other cyber evils, and more. Listen to Federal Security Spotlight, sponsored by Cisco, airing Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. or on demand at federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Security Spotlight is brought to you by Cisco, the leader in federal IT security.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is PR and publicity guru Melanie Rembrandt. She specializes in small biz PR. You can find her at RembrandtWrites.com, and you can find her on a number of other websites, Startup Nation among them, which is a pretty cool site. I've always liked what Rich and his brother have done there. But in part of the book, you deal with myths around PR. Let's go there for a while.
Okay. Well, one of the ones that you just mentioned is that you don't need a lot of money. A lot of times, entrepreneurs and small business owners do not pursue public relations because they think they have to hire a big PR agency and spend a lot of money on it. But like I said, you can do your own public relations. It just takes some time and effort, but the payoff can be enormous. You know, and one of the other things we talked about, too, is that you can't, it's a myth that you can't get good press because you don't own a big business. Like I said before, publicists want, or I'm sorry, media media and reporters want to talk to you because you are the source. You are the small business owner with the story. And you have the most passion about your business and what you're trying to sell. So you're going to provide the story in the best way possible. I mean, you can do it better than anyone else, no matter who you hire to help you do your public relations. And plus, you have a unique story to tell. It's coming from your words. You know how you built your business from scratch, how you came up with your products and services. So only you can share that unique story. And also, you're the one who builds the personal relationship. If you're talking to the media, you're the one that's going to have that relationship with the media person. And at the same time, you can move quickly. If you go to a big public relations agency, or let's say you work for a large corporation, it takes a long time to go through the different levels of the communications department, approve messaging, and get it out there. If you're the one talking to the press, you already know what you can and cannot say, and you can move fast. And that's key in public relations.
Well, I've had instances where trying to get people from larger companies on my radio show has been like months, because not only does the CorpCom have to approve it, but the legal wants to know what I'm going to ask.
Exactly.
You know,
and
I don't know.
You missed out on so many opportunities when, you know, you have those late responses. Yeah. So if you can respond quickly, as we mentioned before, and you're the one talking to the press, I mean, that's golden.
Okay.
You know, and while you're talking, you control what you're saying. You don't have anyone to blame if they quote you the wrong way or the story doesn't come out the right way. It's, you know, you have complete control over the messaging.
Well, let me throw out a concept that's been pervasive in our business forever, and that is that there's no such thing as bad publicity. Is there or not?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you look at the recent activities with BP, they didn't necessarily have the best public relations, and, you know, they quickly tried to remedy that. That's the key. If you have a crisis or someone says the wrong thing and it's, you know, considered bad publicity, you know, you do whatever it takes right away to get the correct message out and let people know you're available to provide additional information. You know, good publicity, I would think, is, you know, when you develop your goals, you want a specific message out there and you get it out there, that's good publicity. But if you have publicity that causes people to stop buying your products and services, spread bad rumors about your company, that might not be so good. So you would consider that bad publicity.
Yeah, yeah. But we won't go there. I was going to tell another AmTower story, but it's not one that I care to repeat on air. But suffice it to say, I've gotten bad publicity or publicity for the wrong reasons previously as well. But let's go somewhere where you add extraordinary value. You've got a checklist a couple of places on how do you select someone to work with, how to hire a PR agency, consultant, et cetera.
This is important because a lot of people think, oh, I need this big public relations agency to help me. And that is really one of the reasons I wrote the book. I've had so many people come to me, Mark, who've been with these large public relations agencies, and they didn't really get a lot out of it, and they just spent a lot of money, and they were really disappointed. And one of the other things that can happen is you work with a big PR agency, and you're excited about it, but you're not working with the lead publicist there because maybe you don't have as big a budget as one of the big corporations they're working with.
You're not a star.
Right. So you might even have an intern working on your public relations activities. So obviously you might not get, you know, the publicity that you're looking for. So, you know, you have to watch out for that. But I think, you know, again, you have to go back to your list. What are you hoping to accomplish? What are your overall goals? I mean, is it really, do you really think you're going to get on the cover of Time magazine? I mean, you might, but
person,
you know,
of the
be
year.
Realistic. And I always tell my clients to think big. I mean, let me know what you really want to be in, and I'll go for it. But when you're trying to pick a publicist, you know, think about your budget. Find someone and talk to them. Figure out exactly what you think they'll be able to do for you. You know, ask who will be handling my account. How are you going to know what's going on? How does the payment process work? You know, when will I see results? Ask these type of questions so that you know in advance what you're paying for. Because unfortunately, due to the nature of public relations, you cannot guarantee media placement. And if someone tells you that they can guarantee a media placement, be very wary. Because, you know, anything can happen, like I said. The editor might pull the story because of advertising space. You might remind them of their mother-in-law and and cut the story. Anything can happen. So, you know, watch out for those words if someone can guarantee a media placement. But really think about it. You know, get to know that person and think of them as a team member. And if you have a bad feeling about the person, you might want to look elsewhere.
Well, yeah, that was going to be my next question, so it's a good segue. How much of a personality match does it really have to be in order to be an effective relationship?
Well, you know, you want it to be a business relationship. As long as you can be friendly with this person and get things accomplished, you should think of it as a business relationship in that way. And if things aren't working out well, there should be some way to get out of the contract. I know when I work with clients, you know, I have an upfront call, you know, telling them exactly what I'm going to do. And also in my contract, you know, I put an out in there. So either one of us can get out of the relationship if it's not working.
What time frame do you give?
It depends on what the client wants to accomplish.
No, I mean, what time frame
do you... Get out of the contract?
Yeah.
It's usually 1 month.
Okay. Yeah, that's reasonable because you can't abandon them or they shouldn't abandon you. It would like with 2 hours notice.
Oh, exactly. And a lot of times, I mean, you know, if you're working with print publications, they work, you know, 6 to 8 months in advance. So sometimes it takes time to get the media that you're expecting. And, you know, it's important to discuss expectations and make sure that you're on the same page with your publicist.
Yeah. Yeah. The lead time is pretty funny because I got a profile in Entrepreneur a few years back.
And I remember that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It happened because I met Reva Lozansky, who was the editor-in-chief at the time.
Right.
And I was talking to her, and she throws up a timeout, and she says, listen, Mark, the soonest I can get you into the publication is June or July, and we were talking in January.
Uh-huh.
And I had like 2 minutes of FaceTime with her.
Uh-huh.
And so the 6 months is real, but, you know, obviously my pitch wasn't half bad that day.
I guess not. And that's the way it happens. You know, you have a conversation, and all of a sudden, wow, you've got this big media story.
My guest today is Melanie Rembrandt, who is a PR and publicity guru. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to get publicity, anything else that seems to come up. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
WashingtonCaps.com is the destination for behind-the-scenes coverage of your Washington Capitals. Get the most comprehensive Caps coverage with in-depth previews and analysis for every game, and blog, Twitter, and Facebook updates all day, every day. Check out Caps 365, where you can view all the best goals, saves, and hits, and access exclusive player interviews, press conferences, and much more. Check it all out on WashingtonCaps.com and do your part in building America's hockey capital.
When it comes to electronic medical records, everyone is trying to understand meaningful use. If you are a federal program manager and would like to explore this topic with your peers, come to a free January breakfast forum brought to you by Solutions Developers. Our speaker will be Dr. Harry Greenspun, Chief Medical Officer from Dell, located at AFE headquarters near the Courthouse Metro, and you'll be out by 9 a.m., moderated by me, John Gilroy. For more details, call me at 703-674-2464.
How can I keep my child healthy during flu season? My teenager's always online. How can I be sure he's not into something harmful? Parents Perspective has the answers. Sundays at 4 p.m. on WFED 1500 AM. Designate Parents Perspective 44415 with a generous donation in the combined federal campaign or online at www.parentsperspective.org. Thank you for helping Parents Perspective work for you.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
With the announcement from the Office of Management and Budget on cloud computing as the default approach to IT, the Cloud First policy is expected to reduce the federal government's more than 2,000 data centers by 40%. Join Apsia Bethesda and Dave McClure from GSA for a panel discussion on the Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative and the expanded use of cloud computing with federal IT officers from Energy, State, Interior, and NIST at the Bethesda North Marriott on January 13th. To register today, visit apsiabethesda.org/janbreakfast. Connect with Federal News Radio wherever you are. Like us on Facebook to see the hottest news stories on your wall. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/FedNewsRadio. Download our free iPhone app. Just go to the App Store and search for Federal News Radio. And now, connect to the radio station straight from your cell phone. Just call 712-432-6616. Go to federalnewsradio.com and search for social media for details.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is PR and publicity guru Melanie Rembrandt. She's the author of the recently released Simple Publicity. Pick it up, read it, get some post-it flags because you'll be marking up this book and using it again. You can find Melanie at RembrandtWrites.com. You can find the book there or any online venue. Melanie, let's talk a little bit about industry jargon in interviews. Yes, no, maybe?
Well, as I said before, today you want to use search engine optimization with all your public relations activities. And once you've done that, you have a list of your top keywords that you've researched and you're using them, you might as well use them when you're talking to the media as well, because they will reprint these interviews online, and then the words will show up. So, you know, as long as you're doing the SEO research and keywords for all of your PR activities, you might as well implement them when you're talking to, you know, anyone, basically, because you never know when your interviews will be reposted online or linked back to your site.
Well, yeah, and a lot of interviews are transcribed now. Some of, you know, like YouTube is what, the most used search engine right now? I mean, is it really beating out Google? Isn't that mind-boggling?
Well, with all the videos out there, and that's another thing, when you post any videos now, you want to make sure that the tagging has descriptions and includes your keywords. That's what I mean. You need to take advantage of SEO copywriting, all of your marketing and public relations efforts, and then monitor it. SEO copywriting is all about, you know, finding the right words that people are currently looking at. But then you need to update and monitor your list because people look at different things throughout the year. And you want to include those in the tagging behind your videos, any kind of webinars, recordings that you do, in addition to all of the copy on your website.
How do you determine which terms are most germane for various industry niches? Give us some clues here.
Well, since this is such an important part of public relations today, I also included a little bit about this in my book so that people could get a start on this. But there are sites out there where you can look for words for free. Google Keyword Search, Keyword Discovery, Word Tracker, they all have ways of looking up words for free. And you might be overwhelmed by everything that's out there, but it will give you a good idea of what people are searching for in your industry. Another thing is you can go to competitor sites and see what they're doing. And that gives you a good start. And this is also a lot of work and research. But when you're starting out, there are a few things you can do yourself before hiring someone. So it doesn't have to be difficult, but you do need to set aside some time to review the words and see what's going on out there.
How often do the words morph or given the nature of things like Twitter, how often do they change? Do they morph? Are they, you know, become an acronym?
Well, it just depends on your industry and the words you're using. Like if you have generic words like golf or tennis or, you know, apple, I mean, those are not going to change. It's kind of the long tail phrases that might change. And it's something that you need to just monitor at least on a monthly basis.
Okay. All right, so we have the plan, we have the how to identify the media, we have the content, we have hopefully we have output. You know, your story shows up somewhere. What do you do, or what do you suggest to your clients to do after a story runs to, especially if it's a publication or a web venue that's germane to your industry, how do you continue the relationship?
Well, obviously you want to get the word out about it. And the first thing you want to do is make sure you have the rights to link to the article or presentation or get reprints. You know, make sure you have the legal specifications in place first so that you can use the article or media clip or what have you.
Prior to the interview.
No, after the interview, after it comes out.
I know, but I mean, do you have to set up the legal part prior to?
No, because you don't know whether or not they're going to publish it or not.
Okay,
and once it comes out, usually you can link to the article as long as you say who wrote it, where it is, without a problem. But when you start making reprints of the article, you need to purchase those or get permission.
Right.
But once the once you get your big media clipping, after you do that, you want to make sure it's on your website. You want to send it out in your newsletter. You want to create reprints to put in your marketing materials to sell to new clients. It is your credibility. It's that third-party credibility we talked about, and you want to use it as much as possible. Blog about it. Tweet about it. Let people know. You have to toot your own horn a little bit. You know, without being vain, you know, you need to let people know that, hey, I'm a great resource for X product and services, and we are mentioned in this publication.
Well, I have a tip there. And I don't know if you've run across this or not. When my profile ran in Entrepreneur, I was contacted by the reprint company because it was a full page photo with the article down the side, or the little interview down the side. Very cool. And the photographer made me look much thinner.
Isn't it nice when they do that?
I really, Sam Holden. Thank you. Anyway, they called me and they quoted a price on a per piece basis. And I was at the website and I went to, how do I order back pubs while I was talking to this guy? And I could get the publication itself for half the cost of the reprint. So I ordered 100 copies of the magazine.
That's pretty smart thinking.
Well, it was a month later, right? So they're not going to go to the newsstand. What are they going to do with it? So, you know, they sold it. And, you know, sometimes it was better for me to send out the whole magazine to have it in context. And when it wasn't, I could just take a little razor knife and cut down the side and send the actual article from the magazine.
That's great because it even looks better when you send the whole magazine.
Yeah, to certain places, you betcha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great tip.
Final thoughts here.
My final thoughts are that if you are an entrepreneur and you want to get the word out about your business, look into publicity. Even if you start small with a local media venue, because just having one media clip can expand and build word of mouth and really get your business off the ground. And it doesn't involve buying advertising or spending a lot of money. So I say go for it and try it. And then once you get your business going, find someone who can do your PR and SEO copywriting and keep that going for you so you can concentrate on your core business activities. But
Bingo.
Go for it. There's so many great publicity opportunities out there that can really make your business thrive.
Melanie, thank you so much. The book is Simple Publicity. The author is Melanie Rembrandt. You can find Melanie at Rembrandt Writes. The company is Rembrandt Communications, and she specializes in small business PR. This is not my day job. Check out my new book, Selling to the Government. You can order it at Amazon or pick it up at your local Barnes & Noble or Border. And remember, you have not been everywhere until you've been off-center. With AmTower.
You've been listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. AmTower Off-Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
I'm Police Officer Sergeant Goodwin. I've been looking into a report of thieves operating in this area. We have now located their hideout, and it's at your local bank. The banks are robbing you blind.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. He's right. If you've got a mortgage, your bank is stealing from you because a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest. And over the life of a 30-year mortgage, that can cost you a fortune. It should be illegal. But there's a proven way to eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. To prove it, let me send you a copy of my powerful Live Debt-Free CD. Call 1-800-600-1195. Stop getting robbed of your money and future. Get my powerful Live Debt-Free CD. Call 1-800-600-1195. For your free copy of my Live Debt-Free CD, call 1-800-600-1195.
Did you know that if you're a woman over 40, you need to work out at least an hour a day just to maintain your current weight? An hour at the gym every day without losing a pound? That's ridiculous. Hi, I'm Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies, and when I heard that, I was shocked, because I know that if you feed your body right, you can lose weight in no time. That's why I'm going to let anyone who calls today try my weight loss smoothies for 2 full weeks. I'll even personally guarantee that you'll see the weight fall right off. To claim your 2-week trial, call now and receive free shipping and handling. The number is 1-800-400-0861. And now I've made my smoothies even better, because I'm going to guarantee the first 100 callers a 2-week weight loss trial. I'll even include free shipping and handling, plus my revolutionary blender bottle, absolutely free. But you have to call 1-800-400-0861. That's 1-800-400-0861.
Hey, all right. It's the Geico Gecko here, and I've got a special message for all you government employees listening out there. So all you non-government people can go and make yourself a sandwich or whatever. Okay, have they gone? Right, so here's the big news. As a government employee, you could qualify for a federal employee discount on car insurance. And that's on top of Geico's already low rates. In other words, my friend, you could be the or more, and you could save 15% or more. And you'd be in good company, too. On average, federal employees who are Geico customers stay Geico customers for 12 years or more. And that's either because they like geckos or they like saving money. Well, maybe a little of both.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Hey, everyone, this is Mike Causey. If you're a federal employee, then I've got some good news for you. Just call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com and see how much you could save.
It's not every day that a Washington Monument celebrates a major milestone, but this year, the University of the District of Columbia is marking its 160th anniversary. Since 1851, they've made academic and professional dreams come true for thousands of ambitious Washingtonians. Join them as they commemorate 160 years of scholarship and achievement with a series of events, starting with a birthday gala January 29th. Learn more at udc.edu/160.
Newsmakers on the Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris, weekday morning 6 to 10.
We're talking with Tom Hicks. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Energy.
Part of the Secretary's goals is that by 2020, half of our energy will come from alternative sources. And so by that timeline, and based on our working with industry, we feel that the fuels will be competitively priced with petroleum at that point, and we'll be able to use those as drop-in replacements into our ships, into our aircraft.
Hear the entire interview online, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics. Federal news and information just got more fun and interesting. Amy Morris joins Tom Temin on the Federal Drive, weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Tom and Amy tailor their show for Feds on the Go with usable information from trustworthy and seasoned journalists. You're going